Anyone who uses a cell phone knows there's an element of suspense in the most routine call. Will there be a signal? Will a call go through? Will the connection hold? The new thriller Cellular ups the ante by making a single cell phone connection a matter of life and death for a hostage played by Kim Basinger and her family. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
A crackerjack thriller like Cellular is a kind of exquisite torture machine, a contraption engineered to deliver pleasure and pain in just the right proportion. You get squeezed, then tickled, then jolted. You think you'll suffocate. You suddenly breathe. Then the grip you find is even tighter. That sounds pretty kinky. And a thriller that isn't kinky, I submit, isn't much of a thriller. It's also got to have, as the strippers in Gypsy put it, a gimmick. The gimmick of Cellular is perfect for our mobile communications age and for the epicenter of mobile blabbing, Los Angeles. A Brentwood woman, Jessica, that's Kim Basinger, is brutally kidnapped, her housekeeper murdered, and then roughly thrown into an attic. There's a phone in the attic. Why, I can't tell you. You don't dwell on stuff like that in a good thriller. But in comes the chief kidnapper, a big guy with a buzz cut, and he smashes it with a sledgehammer. I'd have just slid it off the wall and brought it downstairs, but you don't dwell on stuff like that in a good thriller. Our heroine hears a dial tone and realizes the connection hasn't been broken, and she taps the wires together, hoping to get through to someone, anyone, and finally, finally, she does, to the cell phone of a handsome good-for-nothing on the Santa Monica Pier. Not the sort of guy who'd buy a line like, "Help me, I've been kidnapped, I think they're going to kill me." But hearing Kim Basinger whine for 5 minutes without stopping for breath is pretty impressive. Speaking of not stopping for breath, the 75 minutes that follow are relentless. This has been the stuff of melodrama since Pauline was tied to the tracks, except that mobile phones give more opportunity for cross-cutting and more bizarre hurdles to jump. If the guy, his name is Ryan, and he's played by newcomer Chris Evans, goes up the stairwell at the police station to the robbery homicide division, he'll lose the precious signal. If he doesn't get a charger for his cell phone battery, he'll lose the precious signal. He drives by an obnoxious lawyer, and he does lose the precious signal. But the lawyer picks it up, and Ryan steals the twerp's mobile phone and his new car to boot.
Okay, Jessica, I'm here.
Oh, I thought I lost you.
Have fun.
I'm sorry.
What's happening?
It's okay. Our line's got crossed with some lawyer. It's all right. I got his phone. I got his car.
Okay. What is it?
It's a tunnel! Look!
What's happening? Can you back up?
I can't! There's traffic!
You can't lose me.
You get a sense from that of how the movie sounds, but its look isn't quite so assaultive. As Ryan hurtles from the pier to downtown L.A., to the airport, and back to the pier, finally tangling with the bad guys himself, the action is amazingly fluid. The director, David Ellis, isn't some young punk. He's been a stunt coordinator and second unit director on big features. His last movie, Final Destination 2, was a remarkable piece of craftsmanship, and remarkably cruel, full of Rube Goldberg killing set pieces, intricate and splattery little numbers. There's nothing so sadistic in Cellular, but Ellis displays the same knack for making a Rube Goldberg machine in which no cog turns, no lever twists, no ball drops quite where you expect it. The story was concocted by the visionary exploitation maven Larry Cohn, who also gave us Phone Booth, the one about a sniper who kept Colin Farrell on the line for 90 minutes. It was fun for half an hour, but obviously more stage-bound, with an outrageously lame ending. As rewritten by Chris Morgan, Cellular has more balls in the air and more payoffs. The marvelous William H. Macy plays a hangdog police desk sergeant with a brush mustache. He's about to open a beauty salon, or as he insists, a day spa. But he can't stop thinking about the freaky kid with the cell phone who tried to tell him a woman had been kidnapped. And there's texture galore from an army of bit players who get left in the dust in the race to save the day. But the heart of Cellular is that slender, precious silicon fiber that binds the amiable Evans to the stricken Basinger. Forget the stale MacGuffin, the bland bad guys. Cellular exploits our miraculous modern interconnectedness. You could say it's the soul of the new machine.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.